Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
We're giving your bellies and your kitchen a break after all the eating and cooking from Thanksgiving. These two dips are quick to prepare and fun to share. And the cabbage chips are a great snack alternative to unhealthy bagged potato chips. Our news department is off enjoying their Thanksgiving holiday, so let's go straight to the kitchen.
All right, here we go. All right, well, today I thought we'd do a couple dips, and the first one we're going to do is a vegan dip, and we're going to combine two different kinds of tofu to get it started. We have the firm tofu, crumble it up a little bit. To that, I'm adding a half pound of silken tofu, and now we're going to start adding our flavors. So a couple cloves, let's say, well, let's make it nice and garlicky. 4 cloves of garlic. I'm just going to slice these right into the blender bowl. Okay, another great flavor to add to this would be a little bit of ginger. Now, when you're cutting ginger, you want to cut it across the grain. Ginger has kind of threads in it, which can be long and stringy. So you want to cut across that so that you don't get any of those kind of stringy hairs into your dip, which should not be a good thing. You don't want hairs in your dip. All right. We want this to be kind of a zippy kind of dip. We're going to add next a little bit of tahini. Okay. You know, tahini always has that oil floating on the top of it. I'm going to dip down into that and get the kind of peanut buttery goo from the bottom. And I'm going to put about 2 tablespoons of that in. And just about a tablespoon of that oil from the top. Okay, we are going to add a little bit of heat. Use your whatever your favorite hot sauce is. I'm just going to use a little bit of this habanero sauce. And then we're going to add some cumin. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, which will give it a nice color. We're going to add about a teaspoon of chili powder. And we added that fresh garlic, but I'm also going to add just a little bit of granulated garlic because it has a kind of a roasted garlic flavor. If you smell that, it smells different than fresh garlic. Okay, we're going to add about 1/4 cup of olive oil, which is going to give you that richness and that mouthfeel, and a touch of lemon juice.
This dip definitely has a nice zing to it. The next one is mellower, but just as flavorful. The cheese we'll be using in it is from Judy Shad and the folks at Capriole Farms in Greenville, Indiana.
Well, what I like about our cheese is it's got that goaty flavor, but it is also mild on the other side. So, you know, it's somewhere in between a goat cheese and a cream cheese almost. So it's a mild canvas that you can add things to. So today we're going to take 1 cup of goat cheese. Okay, and to that, we are going to add a little bit of mayo. Now, you don't need to make your own mayo. You can use store-bought for this, but I do like to use real mayonnaise, and the mayonnaise I'm using today is made with olive oil, and that's going to give you a nice richness. And finally, we're going to add about 1 cup of sour cream. So we've got, again, a cup. That's goat cheese, sour cream, and mayonnaise. And then we're going to add about 1/2 cup of pesto to this. And you couldn't get much simpler than that. We'll season it up with some salt and pepper and serve it out.
So let's say you're feeling especially adventurous and you want to make your own chips. How would you recommend going about making some homemade chips?
Well, one of the easiest way to do chips and the healthiest way is to get some whole wheat pita, and you just split those in half, cut them into quarters, and then just toss them in a big bowl with a touch of olive oil, salt, pepper, maybe some fresh garlic or a little garlic powder. Put them out on a cookie tray. Cook them at about 250 to 300 until they get nice and crispy, kind of slow heat, and you want to get all the moisture out of them, and you'll have some great healthy chips to have.
If you're trying to stay away from carbs or fried foods, we've got a different kind of chips recipe for you. These cabbage chips with Asian spices are surprisingly delicious.
and make a big bowl of this, and it'll be gone before you know it. Especially if you have a few friends around. Don't tell them it's good for them. Basically, all you got to do is, this is some local cabbage. So what we're going to do is just kind of tear this into chunks or chips. So this isn't going to be fried at all. It's just going to be crunchy cabbage dressed with a kind of Asian marinade. I've got a little bit of olive oil, tablespoon of honey. Cabbage sometimes has kind of a sulfury, bitter flavor to it. When you buy fresh local cabbage, it will much more likely be sweet. Then I'm going to add a little bit of sambal, which is the chili paste. 2 teaspoons to a tablespoon, depending on how you like it. You can buy this even in most grocery stores now in the Asian section. It's just so convenient. It's got a little bit of garlic and the crushed chilies, and you can just spoon it out. It lasts a long time in the fridge, so it's always there for you. So it's just it's one of those kind of chef secrets that's nice to keep around in your fridge. Add some minced ginger and some garlic. Pretty fine, you know, because you don't want to just get a huge piece of ginger. You want it to kind of coat and enrobe the cabbage leaves. Okay, we're going to add some cilantro. Now, again, if you're one of those people that doesn't like cilantro, you could add mint or basil to this. But cilantro just seems to go with these Asian flavors. And then we're going to add a little bit of lime juice, the juice of one lime. And then finally, I'm going to add some Thai fish sauce. It's really, really strong. It's basically just anchovies that have been cured in salt and water for like a year sitting on a pier somewhere. Once you put it with the food and you mix these other ingredients in, it has this kind of mystifying, deep flavor that's delicious. Okay, we're just going to toss all this together. This is a great snack to have. Let me give it a little taste. Mm. I just love this stuff. I hope you guys like it too.
He's not kidding. These are the tastiest guilt-free snack. Make sure you have plenty of napkins nearby because it is a messy, messy finger food. Print off all these recipes from our website and write a comment to let us know what you thought of this podcast. Find us online at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com. Online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.